Week Solidarity Brekkie Team listener, when again, before we resort to satire, let's acknowledge, sadly, the Zionist slaughter and genocide backed by its supporters, including Australia, continues relentlessly. A week. No, weeks and weeks and weeks. Way back in the early 70s, we stood in the John Curtin bar toasting Zelda DiPrano and friends, celebrating victory, equal pay for women. Now, a week, half a century later, reports showing massive disparities, a huge gender gap. One prominent employer bemoaning the difficulty it faces in attempting to find a solution. Well, naive economic ignoramus that I am, here's the week that was a solution, our solution, listener. If there's a gap between what you're paying men and women for the same job, just wait for it, pay women the same pay. Problem solved and all those hours of worry dissipated. It's like caring employers telling us they're so concerned about slow wages growth. Easily solved. And no, caring employers, we know what you're thinking, but don't go near trying to close the gap by paying men less. On which, didn't realise that fossil, Coalition MP Matt Canavan of Coal, had become a union organiser and a champion of working people. Until Matt attacked the socialist tax cuts for not being generous enough. The cuts for middle Troubler Aussies still left them behind inflation, as wages had not kept up with the cost of living increases for years. The evil unions couldn't have put it better. So we must have a wage rise, Matt. Good God, no. We can't have greedy workers destroying the economy, especially small business, which is the backbone of this great country. So what are you saying? I'm saying this socialist government has failed workers by keeping their wages depressed. Wages are not keeping up with the cost of living increases. Then they must increase wages. Good God, no. I already told you that would destroy the economy. Matt, do you ever feel like you're confused? Certainly not. Where did that come from? Never confused and always delivering for the week that was, our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the Troubler Aussie Industry Profits Group. This time, understandably upset at an outrageous ACTU evil union claim for an increase in the 25% casual loading, supposed to compensate for all the benefits of full-time employment, holiday pay, sick leave, superannuation, etc., with a workplace lawyer estimating the loading would have to be about 35% to compensate fully. Ignoring the minor fact that in the areas where casualisation is most prevalent, many employers not only don't pay the full loading or any loading, they don't even pay the proper hourly rate. Inadvertently, of course, due to the complicated award system. Anyway, the old Innes responded with his usual balanced concern for the lazy, avaricious workforce. An increase will impose unjustifiable and potentially unsustainable costs on employers. Making casual employment more expensive won't create more permanent work. It will just result in fewer jobs. And with that, Innes delivered his brilliant verbal coup de grace. Employers aren't a magic pudding that can just keep delivering. Ouch! Evil unions cop that. Although the old Innes has become a bit of a problem for satire. No need to put words in his mouth. Just quote him directly. He does it himself. He takes all my work out of it. Meanwhile, Treasury announced wages are the main driver of inflation. Obviously, that massive 0.9% increase last week reflected as 6% or so in costs. It's all the workers' and evil unions' fault. Nothing to do with the poor, innocent, caring employers who have suffered unwarranted barbs like greed and ripping off. Poor dears. This led to the poor, suffering, caring employers calling for the Troubler Aussie Capitalist Review headline Tuesday says it all. Keep lid on the minimum wage, business urges. Proving caring employers are not a magic pudding that just keeps delivering. Innes is so wise. Although, can they explain why wages, the price of labour, are the only price that should not increase as the prices of everything they are supposed to pay for increase. And as Matt has so elegantly pointed out, wages have not kept pace with cost of living increases for years. So how can the... No, no, stop before I commit financial blasphemy. Cods, Treasury and innocent caring employers understand all this. And good to see big economic guru Jim Chalmers' capital not rush to the workers' defence. But good on him. He knows Troubler Wazzies are doing it tough. So tough that our very filthiest rich of the filthy rich, poor Gina Hartart, joined other resource billionaires in calling for government subsidies and corporate welfare for those parts of their businesses that have seen prices fall like nickel. But Gina doesn't just hold out a hand for handouts. No, she offers a wise solution for all of us, continuing her long and appreciated commitment to the common good. Like ensuring the filthy rich aren't burdened with crippling impositions like taxes. Well, this week, she attended the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, raided the petty cash tin for the $1,500 cost, and told us former US of the UN of the US of the world Big Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Donald Trump, or the pause 1.5 hour speech was one of the best I have heard from a politician. He is authentic and brave. To me, it's about we need him for the world. The other leaders couldn't stand up to the problems worldwide like Trump or the poor could. See? Like Innes, no embellishment required. It came straight out of her mouth. Oh, and she was regaled in the Republican colours. Toyota joined the line of exhaust pipe emission supporters, complaining new vehicle emission standards must be slowed down, will cause massive increases in vehicle costs. Emission standards to be phased in over several years, eventually, slowly catching up with countries, well, almost every country in the world, countries like the US of, which have had these standards for half a century. We're going too quickly, the exhaust pipe industry complains. We've mentioned before, after 50 years, what's their definition of slow? Given these manufacturers are meeting the standards in other countries, can't see the problem. Just send the same cars to Troubler Wazzie. That's ridiculous, they stammered. What are we supposed to do without gas-guzzling polluters? Must be wrong, because my interpretation of the long phase-in is that that's been taken care of. In the oops, bad case of premature expatulation department, the caring business class party baying mob led by Big Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Constable Peter Duffer and Deputy Susan Lees and Dregs declared the Dunkley electorate would collapse under an avalanche of crime perpetrated by No Proper Papers queue-jumping illegal boat people after one of the No Proper Papers criminals released due to the socialists, with a bit of help from the High Court, was arrested. No one in Dunkley was safe from these monsters they spat across the chamber. Then, oops, oops, case of premature expatulation. Police announced they had arrested the wrong man. The monster was innocent. Dunkley was saved. Leaving Pete and Susan maybe, no guarantee, but maybe wishing they had followed the government's policy on this occasion of not commenting on a matter before the courts, which very soon was not before the courts. Then again, the police action was also out of character. Why not the usual practice, just frame the poor bastard, concoct the evidence and bash an admission out of him? They're going soft. Thankfully, the highly intelligent readers of the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin will never know Pete and Susan made total idiots of themselves. It covered the story by outlining the details of an earlier case for which the man was convicted, showing, therefore, the electors of Dunkley were in danger of being slain in their beds if they vote socialist. Guess what this means, listener? As part of continuous improvement, we have made some changes to better align work activities. Ignoring the split infinitive, it's BHP, the big bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, speaking for sadly having to let go heaps and heaps of workers, mostly in health, safety and environmental areas. Understandable, because the health, safety and environmental bits can often be a barrier to the profits and pollution bits. Belarusians were whooping it up with the exciting announcement at their big supremo Lukashenko to kill the opposition that he would run yet again, meaning, like his mate Putin the poison next door, he will win again. The votes are already counted. Oh, and if any Belarus or Russia, for that matter, was considering running against them, it'd be a lot safer to run out of the country. And our very own Keeping Us Safe and Secure agency told us a politician had acted as a spy for an enemy country, traitor, making us aware that apparently we have enemy countries. Didn't say who, we have to speculate. The US of His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, who? True to form, Constable Duffer told us he knew. It was a socialist MP and evil China was the enemy. So we should stop trading with them, Pete.
Of course, like, not. That trade's worth, like, you know, trillions. No, like, keep trading, but, you know, like, just bomb the shit out of them, like, you know.
The worry is, Socialist Minister for being offensive and train-killing Richard Moore's the bad guys goes out of his way to make Pete look like a pacifist. Finally, how could we forget? Former big supremo scummo resigned after 16 years on the plush seats, telling us Judeo-Christian morality and the dear baby Jesus had guided his every decision. So clearly, the dear baby Jesus wanted no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people, many fleeing true blue Aussie invasions on the US UBS coattails, to be treated with utter cruelty and inhumanity. And also clearly loves and blesses blatant liars. He's heading back to the corporate world, which is welcome to him, to continue his lifetime of utter failure. 16 years too long, and good riddance. Good morning.